me to the ground, oh, the Lamb. Take me to the holies of holies. Take me from and by lips, here I am. The holies of holies, take me by the blood of the Lamb. Take me to the holies of holies. Say the cold bless my lips. Here I am. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. Oh, we want, Lord, to be taken to the holiest of holies in the presence of the Shekinah glory. Lord, that's where, Lord, we want to belong this morning and forever stay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, please, your call upon our lips, Lord, and cleanse us, Lord, from every wrong, Lord. And Lord, we will find favor in your sight this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Please, the holy, may the cold bless my lips. Here I am. Yes, Lord Jesus, here we are this morning. We thank you for the beauty of the day. Oh, the sunshine, Lord Jesus, we thank you. Oh, your breath that gives us life, Lord. Thank you for the breeze of life, Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning for genuine mercies, the Lord, you have accorded us from far and near, oh God, we thank you. Even the week that has gone,
hallelujah.
Oh, it has been your grace, your protection, your mercies, and above all, your love and kindness, Lord, amen, that has taken us through the week. And now you've opened yet another week for us. Amen. And Lord, we find ourselves nowhere but to begin the week, Lord, right in your house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, this morning, all that we seek, that Lord, your grace and the knowledge of your word of God will fill this house in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, even we want to commit this moment, Lord, our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands, up there with the children, the youth, and we here, Lord, we commit all into your hands, Lord, that you are the teacher. Come take your word of God and make it a living bread unto us. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God Richie bless you. Amen. It's a beautiful morning. And we give praise to him. As we are standing, let's turn to the reading of Revelation 2:7, our studies. Let's hear the word of God. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. Shall we be seated? Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. Yeah, for the weeks gone by, we have been looking at the Nicolaitan, the deeds of the Nicolaitan in the first church age. Amen. And how it traveled onto the second church age minor, and they became a group of people. And the prophet said, any gathering within and the church, if it is not of God, then it's a synagogue of Satan. Amen. And then we saw the same spirit overlapping into the third church age, Pergamos. And then it became a doctrine. The deeds of the Nicolaitans now became more a doctrine in the third church age. But one thing is that, as the prophet said, God always speaks to the two groups. So we see that now the church has what? The true vine and the false vine. Amen. And he speaks to both of them. So we saw in Pergamos, where he was speaking to what? The two groups. First, he addressed the believers, and then he spoke also to what? The other group. Amen. But one thing is that we have been following, as our study is going, we want to follow this spirit throughout all the seven church ages. Till the end, when it was completely annihilated. But meanwhile, as we are going along with that group, we need to also see the true believers also. Amen. Alongside. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we stop at Pergamos. We know that now the Nicolaitan the deeds of the Nicolaitans, starting from the first church, now that's become a doctrine. Now let's see the true believers also, alongside. Amen. You get it? Amen. So that's what Jesus was telling the church in Ephesus. We start from Ephesus, that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh. Amen. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. I believe that every one of us would like to eat of that tree of life. Amen. Every one of us, because it's a divine grace, and it's reserved for only the overcomers. Praise God. So, the prophet said this is a future reward for all overcomers of all ages. Overcomers who rest in the paradise of God, and their portion shall be the tree of life forever. Amen. So, he said, in the Garden of Eden, there were two trees standing in the midst of it. And one was the tree of life, and the other the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And man was to live by the tree of life. That was what God and commanded man, Adam and Eve, to stay by the tree of life. That's from the beginning. And what God has said from the beginning, my brother, it has to go through to eternity. Yeah. So, if we are true Christians and believers, then we got to be eating that tree of life. Because what God has spoken from the beginning, he changeth not. He stays by his word. Amen. So, the prophet that the tree of life, as we had last week, has been mentioned three times in the Bible, three in the Genesis and three in Revelation. Amen. You could see how it is. Amen. Amen. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. See, the tree of life in the beginning will surely come in the harvest, in what? in Revelation. Praise the Lord. So the seed that was sown is that same seed that what will show up in the end. Amen. The Alpha and Omega. So six places. And last week, I gave you all the six places in Genesis and then in Revelation. But now, what is this tree of life? What is it? Well, first of all, we would have to know, the prophet said, we would have to know what the tree of life stands for. The trees throughout the scripture refer to persons. Amen. Amen. And he quoted Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. That the tree of life must be a person of life. Amen. So Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. If you can give it to us. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. That man is blessed. Amen. Amen. That man is blessed. That's what the word says. Amen. But his delight is in the law of the Lord and his law, that he meditate day and night. Oh, my brother, praise the Lord. Amen. The word, the law of God, meditating upon it day and night. And we know that was what God commanded Joshua. Commanded Joshua, praise God. That if he will meditate upon the law of God, meditate upon it day and night, then he will what? He will prosper in his ways. Amen. Amen. See. So now let's look at verse 3 now. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whosoever he doeth shall prosper. See, we see the word prosper here again. Amen. See, you be like what? A tree planted by the rivers of water. And you know, a tree planted by the rivers of water, the ground just around the water, it's always saturated. It's always saturated. So there's always nutrients for that tree, see, to be sucking. So even no matter whether it's dry season, whatever weather it is what, you see that there is life in it. Praise God, because it's standing by the rivers of water. Praise the Lord. So that's how it is, my brother. If I said that man will be like a tree. See, so if we will not stand, walk in the ways of sinners, nor stand in the, will not walk in the counsel of ungodly, nor stand in the ways of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But our delight will always be in the law of God. Amen. We will be like what? A tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. You see, you will never wither. Praise God. Amen. It's not a question of from one revival to another revival. No, sir. Today you are in fire, and then another day, church, yes, you look so sinful. Then go back to work, it's a different story. No, sir. Yeah, that is such a, you are not a tree planted by the rivers of water. But we are, I believe, all of us here, we are all planted by the rivers of water. How many believe that? Amen. Amen. Said, if the tree of life must be a person of life, who could it be? If the tree of life is a person of life, then who could it be? And we know that there is only one man we know of. Amen. who is the source of life. Amen. Only one man we know of who is the source of life. Praise God. We know that we've heard that he is the fountain of life. Praise God. Fountain of life. Because we remember when the Israelites were in the wilderness and there was no water. They ran from one well to another well, man-made well, and there was no water. Praise God. They took stones. They wanted to stone even Moses. Because Moses said, Lord, they nearly want to stone me. Praise God. And the Lord said, I will stand upon that rock. Just hit it. Praise God. And water will gush out. And as he did, water came out, the fountain of life. And the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 10:4 that, listen, it said, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. So he's known as what, the fountain of life. When the people were dying, they needed water. He was there to what? Give them water. My brother, that's it. It's like today. If you see yourself in any condition, that is not a, just go to him. He's the fountain of life. Amen. Then we know that the scripture still talks about, because by the two or three witnesses, let the word of God be true. Amen. So let's look at another one. He is the well of life. The well of life. We know that also. When he met that woman at John 4, the Lord met that woman at Jacob's well. And we know what transacted between them, transpired between him and that woman, till the Lord told the woman that anyone that drink of this well will thirst again. But the water that I will give to that one, he will never thirst again. Amen. And that water I'll give to him, it will be like what? A well of water springing up onto everlasting life. You see? So he is the well of life. When you drink him, as he said, no one has what? Life in him unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. If you do that, my brother, my sister, it is in you a well of water, always springing up unto everlasting life. Amen. Then we know that he's truly he's the bread of life. Amen. Amen. When the Pharisees were confronted him, said, look, our fathers ate manna. They also ate bread from God. They ate manna from heaven. And Jesus told them, look, your fathers ate bread, that bread, and they died. But I am the bread of life. Anyone that eat of me, you have eternal life. Praise God. So he is the bread of life, and then we know of that he is the resurrection of life also. Amen. So as we read beginning that tree of life is for the overcomers of all ages. It's a future reward. Amen. It's a future reward. And maybe, Lord, within next week, when you go back to the future home, the prophet has really tabled how that tree of life would appear. Praise the Lord. So we will look at that maybe, Lord, within next week. The bread of life said in the paradise of God. It's in this message, future home. Amen. But now, this bread of life, this tree of life, We all know that Adam, they refused to eat of that bread of tree of life. And it was what? It was guided so that when they were sent out from the Garden of Eden, cherubims had to what? How to guide the tree so that they don't come back to it again. But the prophet said, this same tree was planted in the day of Pentecost. Amen. The day of Pentecost, the tree was planted. Praise the Lord. That now for the church to eat of that word, that is his word, to eat of that tree. And in the beginning, the first church, not even the first church, but when Pentecost actually started, it was completely without any faults. Praise God. When you read from the resume of ages, it will tell you that also next week we'll read. But now, let us look at something which last week we were talking about. This presently, what we are supposed to eat as the word of God. Amen. And what the Lord actually expects from us when he comes back. Amen. Because he wants to see us bearing fruits from the very word that we are eating. See, but because that's what he's going to look at. Amen. So last week as we were looking at something, let's look at it again. You see, after the triumphal entry, Jesus and the disciples went back to Bethany. And when they were going back to Jerusalem the following day, he saw a tree. He was hungry, according to the Bible. He was hungry and saw a fig tree far away with green. The leaves were very green. Amen. So he went to eat for a fruit. And he saw that there was no fruit. And he cursed. He cursed that tree, which was quite surprising to the disciples. Let me read from Mark 11, 12 to 14. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of the figs was not yet. It wasn't his season to bear fruits. It was not yet. Then he cursed it. So the disciples, even they were surprised. And as one, and Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Then when you come to verse 21, and Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Amen. Brethren, this is a very strong listen. You know, in Matthew 7:19, John the Baptist said something. He said, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into fire. Amen. You see. So, what was Jesus? Why Jesus cursed the fig tree? Because it was not yet time to bear fruits. Praise God. But he was telling a message to all of us. Praise God. It's not a question of your season. When you eat of his fruit or eat of his tree, amen. You'll be like a tree standing by what? Rivers of water. You have no season of your own. You will be bearing fruits every time. You'll be bearing fruits every time. Praise God. That's what, when he comes, you want to see. Praise the Lord. So it's not a question of, it's not yet the season. So I'm not bearing fruits. No, sir. That was the time he was going to be what? Arrested and crucified. But that was the last message he left. Amen. That when he comes back, he wants to see what? Everyone bearing fruits. No matter what time or what season or what tradition, everyone had to what? Be bearing fruits. Even if you eat of this word, if you meditate upon it day and night, then, my brother, when he comes, he will come and see you. Amen. He said, when I come, what is that? What would I like to find? Will I see what? Faith. Praise God. See. So, brethren, that's why this message is our bread of life. Amen. It's our bread of life. And let us eat it. Eat everything of it. Because when he comes, you see, it will reflect him. When you eat it, it will reflect him. And your reflection is what is going to attract him for the rapture. Praise God. See, so let's stay by this message. And if we are staying by this message, the word of God, let's do it with all our heart. Praise the Lord. It's not a question of 99 and then you leave one. When you go to James, James will tell you that do all things right and just leave one. It is what? Why? Go back to the beginning. You see, the serpent took the whole of God's word and then placed just one inside. That's why the Lord said, don't take, don't add. If you take, it becomes what? It's like a dough that has been leavened. A little thing spoils it. It becomes a hybrid. Amen. So that's how it is. That he doesn't want us to add anything or take anything away. That's his word. Praise the Lord. So that is, next week, Lord willing, we'll look at this is the future reward to all overcomers. We'll look at it from, because when we are studying this church age, any references we try to look from the other message book and bring it to what? For us to understand what the prophet is saying, because it's the same thing. Praise the Lord. How many love him? Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord Jesus, you are the bread of life. That's why, Lord, we are here this morning. That, Lord, you will feed us, O God. Father, we've come with all humility, with all obedience, with all reverence, with our sacrifice upon your altar, broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. We know that, Lord, you not despise us this morning. Father, now we want to commit the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. Lord, we want to sing, praise your name, lift up your name, O God. So, Father, we commit our instruments, our hands, our voices, everything, Lord. We want to lift it up, Lord, this morning to thy glory. So, Lord, turn your ears, Lord. And bless our worship this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.